we have a shocking development that the SFPA have written to two factories on the basis that they landed fish into Derry and then subsequently transported them to Killybegs. The basis of the removal of the factory permits is that the SFPA do not recognise that Derry is part of the island of Ireland, and accordingly they are treating it that it was landed into a foreign port. This is a shocking development in regard to the special status that Northern Ireland has and the protocol arrangement. We have an effective arm of state here, the SFPA, now clearly taking action that leads you to believe that they do not appreciate or respect the protocol arrangement.
And how does this now fare for the future? Because we know that at the moment there is no resolution to the weighing issues at Killybegs.
Until very recently, I was working on a pathway that was going to lead to resolving the issues in terms of weighing. But now this has become a big political issue whereby the SFPA, through their actions, have stated that Derry is not part of Ireland. The fishing communities in both sides of the border here in Ireland have worked very closely together. We're very much interdependent on one another, and we've worked in conformity with the special status arrangement and the Northern Ireland Protocol. We have now got the SFPA stating that any port in Northern Ireland is not part of the arrangement and is not part of the island of Ireland. Political clarification has to be given without delay at the highest level of government. Are the SFPA acting with the authority of the government, or have they stepped into the political arena knowing perfectly well that they have to stay out of politics?